You have your Bible, want to turn to John chapter 1 tonight. John chapter number 1. And I was thinking on it the other day, in the last few days actually, about just what God would have us to do. And I think if you're going to have a candlelight service, praise God, you need to recognize and realize the light. Amen. Praise God. There's a light that shineth forth into a dark and dismal world. And that light is Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1. If you want to stand on honor to reading the Word of God tonight, we'd leave a few verses. We'll give you some things of Scripture here that the Lord laid on our hearts. And we'll just try to mind Him tonight and lift up our voices to Him. The Bible says in John chapter number 1, verse 1, He said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear a witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." I want to just look at a minute tonight at the true light. The true light of Christ Jesus the Lord. Now the Bible says in verse number 4, it said, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." If we're ever going to have life in this world, we're going to have it in Jesus. Amen. There's a whole lot of things in the world that we think we have life and prosperity and success in. But I want to say, outside of Lord Jesus Christ, we're being contrary to ourselves. Amen. But when we have life in Him, that life is an abundant life, and He gives us. He said, "And that life was the light of men, and it come down from heaven to where we were, so we can be partakers in it. Not only then, but right now." I'm glad God's the same, Brother Robert, yesterday, today, and forever. I'm glad He changeth not. I'm glad He's always an ever-present help. I'm glad He's always got a constant watch. He serves as a vigil, praise God, upon us every day of our lives. He never slumbers or sleeps, praise God. He's the energy and the force of the beings, praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Sometimes I get wore out in the flesh, and I know you do too, but I'm glad there's a force, praise God, and God Almighty in Jesus Christ that gives us life in abundance. It gives us an encouragement to encourage others along the way, realizing, praise God, it does get better farther on. Amen. As closer we get to heaven, praise God, the more we realize how good God's been to us. And we realize that life, praise God, that life for us, that light that writes the way of us, praise Lord, as we press persevere in the light. Amen. That light will light the way. It lights the way for you, and it lights the way. If we just get to looking for the light, praise God, and stay out of the darkness. The darkness, a light shine forth in this world. The Bible said that the world comprehend it not. There was a light that's shining, youngins, right now. Praise God, it's wanting to shine brighter than it ever has. If people will just look for the light. Amen. Praise God. You get your mind focused on the light, and you get to looking at the light, and you can see the power of God, and you can see how He's bringing us through situations, how He's giving us guidance and leadership and showing us His way. Ain't you glad it's that way? Praise God. He said it wasn't only that light. He said, but a light, but he said it was that light. That light of Christ Jesus, praise God. He said He was not that light, John wasn't, but was sent to bear witness of that light. What was that light? That light was Jesus. Amen. That light was such a powerful force, praise God, that when John the Baptist was in his mother's womb, praise God, Jesus leapt when he heard his voice. Amen. That's a light. That's shining forth, praise God. But he said that light was the true light, verse number 9. It was a light that shined, praise God, like no other light had ever shined. There's a lot of artificial lights. I thought about this This morning, there's a lot of artificial lights this time of year. They sparkly lights and shining lights and dim lights and bright lights. But praise God, I'm glad there's that light. And that light's that same light, praise God, that shined on Christmas Day at first Christmas morn is the same light that's shining forth in the universe today. And if we'll keep focused on that light, amen. He said it was that light. He said it was that true light. Praise God. That's what we need tonight is the true light. He said, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Praise God. Not only was it a true light, praise God, but he said it was the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That's that whosoever light. Amen. Ain't you glad there's a whosoever light? Praise God. I'm glad. Hey, there's not a person in this world that has to walk around in the darkness because they light for every one of us. Amen. Praise God. Hey, whenever somebody comes along and they're acting real dark and dismal, praise the Lord, I say, listen, let me just tell you about the light. Let me just shine a light on you, praise God, so you can see that the darkness, praise God, don't have to be always. Because there's a light, praise God, at the end of this thing. There's a light for the journey. There's a light for the walk. There's a light, praise God, when it seems there's no light at all. And that light will shine forth for whosoever will. Just recognize the light. Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm glad one Wednesday night, 1976, that I finally saw the light. Amen. Praise, it shined on me, glory, hallelujah, like it never shone before. It's a whosoever light. The Bible says in John chapter number 3, He said that whosoever, verse 15 said that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Believes in Him who? Jesus. Believes in that light, praise God. That light that's shining forth into a darkness of this world. The Bible goes on verse number 16. He said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, praise God, but have everlasting life. He said there was a light that was shining, praise God. It was a magnificent light. Not only was it a light. He said, but it was a light of the world. Amen. There's no reason for the world to be in darkness tonight because there's a marvelous light that's shining for the world. There's a marvelous light that's shining for you and me. And we need to be telling our children and our grandchildren. You hear me tonight? We're going to be telling our children, our grandchildren, our youngins, praise God, that there's a light of Jesus Christ and it's shining forth, praise God, to whosoever will look unto the light. Whosoever believe on Jesus Christ shall be saved. Amen. Praise God. Salvation is of the Lord. And He's just speaking to our hearts tonight if we'll just listen. He goes on in chapter number 3 and verse 19. He said, this is the condemnation. That light has come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Why do people not want to come to light? Because they got evil deeds. They get caught up in doing the things of the world. They don't want to quit. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to tell you the devil, praise God, will try to take you down the road further than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. But there's a light, praise God, it's shining from God. It'll illuminate that narrow path, that straight path that leads to righteousness in Jesus Christ. And if we'll choose that path tonight, Jesus promised. He said, I'll walk with you. I'll go with you all the way to the end of the way. I'll journey with you. I'll talk with you. I'll sup with you. I'll show you the righteousness of God. And I'll help you, praise God, to see the kindness of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Condemnation. The condemnation of this world. This is the condemnation. Light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I'll tell you what, I'd rather have the light of Jesus Christ than everything this world has to offer. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of things out there. I hate to admit it that I've tried. But glory, hallelujah. I'm glad when I tried Jesus on, praise God, He fit just right. And I've never had a need for nothing else. Praise God. He is the comforter of my soul. He's the ever-present help in time of troubles. He's the guidance, praise God. He's my captain through treacherous waters. Praise God. He's my guide on treacherous highways. He's the one that's always been there. He's that light that shineth in the darkness, praise God, and I'm glad I comprehended it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's a whosoever Savior, praise God. The light of the world. He says, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Have you ever noticed that all the wickedness goes on in the dark? In America, they have a right to protest, but they can't protest till the lights go off. Amen. Wonder what that is. Because evil likes darkness. Amen. Hey, if you ain't got nothing to hide, praise God, you could come out in broad daylight and do your protesting. That way people could see it. And it'd do a whole lot more good than it would in the dark. Amen. But their deeds was evil. He said, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh unto the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. Praise the Lord. When we do right, praise God, it don't bother us to come out. It don't bother people to see us. It don't bother us that people see us. If we're doing right and we're walking right and we're talking right, praise God, it ought to be an honor and a joy and a privilege to walk right with God, to walk in the marvelous light of Jesus Christ as He shines forth. And we ought to be like Him. Amen. We ought to be illuminating light. A light, praise God, that shines in the darkness so that folks can see. Amen. Somebody, somewhere needs the light turned on for them. Amen. They can see Christ Jesus, the Lord, in us. Praise God. So He was that true light. John chapter number 8 says He was that true light from God. John chapter number 8, verse number 12, the Bible says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Praise God. You don't get no plainer, no simpler than that. Jesus Christ, if you'll notice, praise God, this is in red writing. He said, I am the light of the world. Amen. Praise God. If you get tired of walking around, if you know people are tired of walking around in the darkness, praise God, just point them to the light and say, Jesus Christ said, I'm a light. Praise God. And not only is He light, but He's life. He said, praise God, I can give you light and I can give you life. I'm glad I serve a Savior tonight. Praise God that gives me light so I can see the way. And He gives me life, praise God, so that I can enjoy it. Ain't you? Glory, hallelujah. What a God we serve. Praise God, there's nobody else. There's nothing else that can do for you what Jesus can. I'm glad, praise God, out of His lips, He said, I am the light. Praise God. And He said, I am the life. Amen. But He said, those that follow Him, follow the light, shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. There's a new light that's shining in me. And it's that light of life, praise God, from heaven. That light that makes a difference in a dark and a dismal world, praise God. It gives me hope and gives me peace. It's where I get my joy. It's where I have the knowledge and the wisdom that there's a God of heaven. I say there's a God of heaven, an all-powerful God of heaven, an almighty God of heaven who looks down from heaven and He sees me, praise God, and He loves me anyway. That's light, praise God. That's life, praise God. That's what God gives us, praise His holy name. Amen. Amen. You can't earn it. Amen. You can't earn it. But praise God, I'm glad it's a free gift from Him. Because He loved us so much. Praise God. And He gave His only begotten Son to whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank God it's a choice from a true light. Amen. True light. Praise God. The true light, praise God, tells the truth. That's why so many people don't want it tonight, because they'd rather believe a lie, the Bible says, and be damned. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad for the marvelous lie. Because that marvelous lie helps us, praise God. It's our objective. That ought to be our aim, praise God, to just stay in the light. Amen. Hey, you can see your way if you stay in the light. You get out in the darkness, praise God, you'll stumble around, you'll fall in the hole. Amen. They might not want nobody come along to get you out. Amen. They said this old fellow was walking from the beer joint one time, and he staggered through a cemetery and he fell down in a fresh dug grave. He got trying to dig and jump and get out, and he couldn't. But said somebody else come along, and he heard somebody said, "Help me, help me, help me." An old guy, another old drunk, staggered over there. Of course, he couldn't help him either. And he said, "What's the matter with you?" He said, "Help me, help me." He said, "I see what's the matter with you." He said, "You done kicked all the dirt off of you." amen, staggered on. I want to tell you, that's about how the world is today. I praise God, the light's trying to shine. And if we'll just get a hold of light, we won't have to stagger around in the darkness, in the drunkenness of this world. Praise God. I'm telling you, there's something tonight in the Spirit of God that's greater than anything we've ever had in this world. Amen. The Bible said to try the spirits to see whether they're of God. There's a whole lot of people trying drugs and alcohol and all these other things to try to satisfy the flesh. But I tell you, there's something far better. Amen. It's the Spirit of an Almighty God who lives down in us. He's that comforter. He's our objective, praise God. John says in John chapter number 12. Amen. John chapter number 12 and verse 35. The Bible says this, then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Amen. He's like that drunk walking through a cemetery where they got open graves. He'll not see it. He'll fall in there and praise God, have nobody to get him out. But praise God, if we walk in the light, as Jesus is the light, praise God, we have victory tonight. Glory, hallelujah. You just throw your hands up and say, praise God, I'm a winner, I'm a winner. I praise God, I'm a winner. Amen. Praise His name. Yet a little while is the light with you. Said, so walk while you have light. Hey, listen, if you don't receive the Lord Jesus Christ, the light from heaven, amen, you stay in your darkness. One day you'll live in total darkness in hell. Hell will be your home, awful, wicked place where weeping and wailing, gnashing of teeth, and the worm never dies. All those ailments and afflictions you had all through your journey of life, praise God, will be multiplied 100 or 1,000 times. You have to live with it forever. That old rich man was still screaming in the region of hell, desiring one drop of water, Brother Josh, be put on his parched tongue. Amen. Still there. Praise God. With that light that's shining forward. Amen. Verse 36 of John 12 says, while ye have light, well, here's the victory. He said, while you have light, believe in the light. Amen. He said, put your faith and your confidence in the light, because the light, praise God, Brother Robert's already shined forward from the end of the earth, from the beginning to the end, and praise God, the light shining forth. And he said, just believe in the light. Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Praise God. He said, not only you, but your household. When we put our faith and trust into God, he said, while you have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children. Now watch this, the children of light. Amen. The Bible says we should be light bearers. Amen. The true light will make us light bearers. It'll make our light shine, praise God, unto a lost and dying world. That we can see Jesus Christ high and lifted up, because He is the God of glory. He knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly what we need. And He still shines forward. Praise God, in spite of us tonight. He still loves us and He cares for us. Praise God, we are His little children and He's our Heavenly Father. Amen. The light's still shining forward, so that all His people might hear, bless His holy name, that ye may be the children of light, that light might shine forth through you. But most of all, that light might shine forth to you. Amen. That light shining forth to those that'll believe tonight. Praise God. And a representation, Jesus Christ, our Savior, to all those who will hear. Amen. See, listen, He is all the light that we need. Hello? Do you hear me? Jesus is all the light that we need. Revelation chapter number 21. The Bible says this in verse 22. He said, I saw no temple therein for the Lord. Talking about that new city, holy Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Praise God. As a bride adorned for her husband. Glory. Praise His holy name. What a city. What a place. Praise God. But he says that. He said, I saw no temple therein for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. He said, praise God, if you're looking for a place to worship, just worship in Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father. Praise God. Because He is the God God of glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. But now watch number verse 23. And the Bible says, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it. And that's just, listen, if you want to see a marvelous light, you will have light in your life. Praise God. Just let God shine in. Let Him be the light of your life. Praise God. Let Him be your pride and joy. Amen. He said the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon for the sun, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. He said, praise God, the Lamb of God. He said, that's that magnificent light that's a shining forth. Praise God, into a light, a dark and a dying world, a dismal world, praise God. But I want to say, in that darkness of the world, there's a joy, praise God, that shines forth greater than the noonday sun, praise God, that illuminates the hearts and minds of people, that they can see Christ Jesus high and lifted up and know, praise God, that He is the Lord God of heaven. Amen. He is God. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad He is and I ain't. Hey, God, if I was God, I'd have you messed up before morning. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven. He said He is Jesus Christ, praise God, is the light of that city. He said, in the nations of them which are saved. Now, do you hear? Now, listen to this. Pay attention closely right here. Don't miss this. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. Amen. He said, listen, those that's saved, those that's born again, those that are called the children of God, He said, they're walking in, they are walking in the light. Have you ever noticed why some people do better than others? Some people profess to be Christians, and some people are. Amen. Some people are believing on Lord Jesus Christ. The true light is shining in their heart, praise God, and they haven't ever got over it. Praise the Lord. He's that true light that shines. Praise God. He's all the light that we'll ever need. That's why Paul said this. He said, this then is the message we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. That's what little John said. He said, God is the God of glory. In God is light. And listen, if you're walking around in the darkness, praise God, you're not walking around with God. Hello? Amen. It's because God is, it said, God is light. He didn't say could be, might be, or to be. But He said, God is light. And in Him, God, Jesus Christ, our Savior, is no darkness at all. Amen. If darkness is trying to overshadow you and overtake you, praise God, you just need to run to the light. Run to Jesus, praise God. He makes the difference. He is that true light that shines forth in the world. You say, preacher, why would we need that? Because we need to be light bearers. Amen. God called us to be light bearers. In Matthew chapter number 5, the Bible says this. In verse number 13, He said, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Amen. He said, if you're supposed to be a seasoning. Amen. But said, if you've lost your spiciness, your seasonableness. Amen. Somebody say something for me. I don't know what that word was. Amen. If you've lost your seed, if you've lost your ability to season, praise God, to be productive for God, He said you become worthless. Amen. If the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? He said it wasn't. In other words, praise God, the question, the answer is it won't. He said it is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. But now watch this, verse number 14. He said, ye are the light of the world. Let me ask you a question. Now, who is the light of the world? Jesus Christ, and then us. Amen. You know what's wrong with the world today? Because we walk around in darkness, and we're supposed to be the light of the world. We're supposed to be. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Now, either Jesus can, Brother Robert, or He's a big liar. He told us a fib. But I'm telling you, Jesus Christ, praise God, He is the absolute truth, absolutely. He is the very Word of God, amen. And He said that if we'd lift Him up, He'd draw all men to Him. We shall point people to light. Amen. He is that true light. Jesus Christ, our Savior, praise God. We need that light. Praise His name. The true light. That's who we are, what we are in Christ Jesus. Said, ye are the light of some little town somers. No, wait a minute. He said, ye are the light of the world. The reason the world's in a mess is the light ain't been turned on. Our lights have got dim. We need to have our light shining. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. It's there for everybody to see. Verse number 15. He said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. He said, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto... Now watch this. All that are in the house. Listen, if you've got problems in your house, then maybe you need to put your light on a candlestick. Maybe you need to put it out there, praise God, where people can see it. Where people can realize it and recognize it. That there's something that's inside you that's greater than who you used to be. And it's Jesus Christ the Savior. He makes a difference. I tell you, without Him, let me just tell you something real quick. Without Him, I can do nothing. I don't have any power. Any influence. I don't have any hope. But with Jesus Christ, my Savior, praise God, there's a light that's burning in me. Amen. Something, praise God, that guides me and shows me. He said, it giveth light unto all that are in the house. He said, verse 16, he says, let your light so shine before men that you may see, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know what he said? He said, let your light shine so that people won't see you, but they'll see the one that you're representing. They'll see the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in whom you serve. And they'll give God the glory. Amen. And He deserves every bit of our praise. So what we ought to do with praise God, we ought to be a light unto Him. Amen. We ought to be light bearers tonight. In the name of Jesus, shining forth the light, praise God, for all the world to see. Not putting it under a bushel, not hiding it, not a hidden light. Amen. But we ought to be a shining light, a light upon a hill, so that the whole world can see it when it sees us. What does the world see when they sees you? Does it see Jesus Christ the Savior? The God of heaven, the God of glory, as He just looks down upon us, praise God, from heaven, and He just smiles real big because He sees the light on. Amen. And we just reverence and revere Him in the light of Christ because of who He is. Praise God. He said, but notice what He says in the first three words, let your light so shine. Yours. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Are you letting your light shine? Amen. We're going to light a candle. We're going to give God praise. We're going to give God glory. But as we light these candles, praise God, I want to just ask ourselves, are we being a light to Jesus? Are we being a light? Are you being a light? Am I being a light to Jesus so that folks can see the way to come unto Him?